The Luck and the Betters returned to Lone Star Park today. A late-night legislative deal provided funding for the Texas Racing Commission. And that ended a one-day wagering shutdown at Texas Horse and Dog Tracks, and I headed out to Grand Prairie. After a quiet day, the buzz was back at Lone Star Park.
Get there, five.
On Tuesday, trackgoers across Texas were forced to sit out as legislators jockeyed over funding for the Racing Commission. They finally settled on a deal that will keep things open for at least 90 days. It's not exactly a jackpot. Still, Robert Andrews was happy to have two fistfuls of tickets.
Sometimes the legislators are stuck on their issues. They should have gotten some feedback from the public before even shutting any of this down there, because a lot of folks really come out here and support Lone Star Track.
It's the latest development in the battle over proposed machines that would allow bets on what's known as historical racing. Some legislators consider that illicit gambling, and when the Racing Commission approved it, they held up the money. Yesterday's suspension didn't stop a few hardcore horse players.
There were some friends of mine, actually, since this place was shut down, they went to Windstar and some went to Louisiana to the various casinos there.
The folks who returned to Lone Star today have just 2 weeks of long-distance betting left. The quarter horses start running live on September 18th. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.